Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back. Nice to have you along. It's Thursday.
it's a Thursday.
This is normally where we interview the great Dan Lanning. Now, somebody on the text line took our bait.
Yep.
Well, they were... Look, we joke around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot.
Sure.
And so, sometimes people don't know we're joking.
Lighten up, Francis.
Well, he was just saying, like, oh, man, I side with you guys. We're just joking. Dan Lanning loves coming on our show. We have a good relationship with Dan
yes.
Lanning. It's just...
He's busy.
It's this time of year. Yeah,
there's a lot going on.
He's got other stuff. Last week, I think he was out of town. And so I would assume we'll get him next week pre-JMU. I don't know that for sure.
I would
sure,
assume. But. Yeah, I think they said... I think Dusty said this. There's some sort of staff meeting going on. Like, they're setting the schedule now. The one thing I will say is... In the hierarchy of getting ready to win a national title, coming on this program on Thursdays is very low.
Yeah.
And it's not this program. Going on any program is very low.
But
so,
he's out there. I mean, He's going on some national shows and
sure.
stuff. But we'll get him.
We can only do it at this time.
But when we're joking about him ducking us, he's not ducking us.
Or
and we don't have an issue, although
is he?
I have heard his secretary.
No. He has a tattoo of his wife, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got a big one.
Yeah, that there's
what
no
does it mean
way.
Anything.
I think it does. I think a man that is willing to tattoo his wife on his body,
that's actually
that says a lot.
Really good point. If you want to not
just saying.
If you want to not sleep around,
dude.
Get a big tattoo of Nurse Nice right in your chest. And like that's a thing.
Listen, I'm sorry. I would be willing to bet Sharon Moore has a tattoo of his wife somewhere on his body. That does not matter a lick. Now, I'm not saying Dan Lanning would do that. Dan Lanning is a fine, upstanding...
He's a man of increase.
...moral man of increase, but...
He's a leader of men.
I don't think, you don't think tattoos have much to do with whether you want to stoop your secretary.
You just, like, get a big tattoo on your hand that says, don't cheat.
Nice little reminder every
day. I love my wife. Just get a memento style, just covered in those tattoos. Just make sure, you know. Yeah.
I've always wondered, what coach is the best at balancing the home life? You know, because they're all crazy competitive.
I think it's really hard.
Well, it's obviously really hard. My question is who is the best at balancing it? There's got to be somebody out there that's pretty good at it. You know, Nick Saban was interviewed about Sharon Moore. Did you hear what he said?
No, but I did. Have you read Saban's book?
Maybe it was in his book.
It might have been in his
that
book.
That might have been. We might be talking about the same thing.
I think so.
It was in his book where he told his coaches or maybe even his players, he said, if I'm going to step out on Miss Terry, he said, never sleep with anybody who doesn't have as much to lose as you.
Yes. So he said, if I ever step out on Miss Terry, it's going to be with Hillary effing Clinton.
Yeah, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yeah. That's in Saban's book. And
would you?
Well,
no.
Hillary?
Why not?
Yeah.
She's rich, man.
You got
I don't care.
Get some of that book tour money.
The fact that it's Hillary... That's like the Queen of England thing. would you dance with the Queen of England? Yes.
Yeah, it's,
well, she's dead now, but like Margaret Thatcher.
Yes.
Like that's one point, that was like the second most powerful woman in the world. Yeah. The answer to that question is yes.
I think you got to give it a spin.
Yes. But that was in his book. And he used to tell guys.
Why wouldn't you?
There's a whole section in his book where he talks about that. And he basically says, I understand that you're going to chase, he uses a term we can't use. Let's just say chasing ladies. But he said, don't chase him after midnight. He said, basically, if it doesn't happen by midnight, it's not going to happen it's not going to be good. So Saban's like, hey, I'm all about the skush, guys, but the skush closes at 11:45. You make your last pitch, and if it's not working, you go home.
I got to tell you, I don't know if I buy that. I've had plenty.
Oh, Rop's the end of the night kind of guy success.
Well, sometimes, yes. Yeah. Sometimes you got to go to the end of the night to catch a fish.
Not according to Nick Saban.
Yeah, well, he's
getting dangerous, buddy.
You know.
No, Nick says, now granted, you can be successful fishing in those ponds. I think Saban's point is there's also dynamite in that pond that other people are fishing with, and you may get blown up.
Don't I know it.
So, yeah, I love that that was the advice that Saban was giving out to players and coaches.
Well, at least, at least he thought about it. Yeah. It's like,
ultimately, you never want to sleep. This is his quote. Ultimately, you never want to sleep with anybody who has less to lose than you do. So, ultimately, if I'm ever going to sleep around on Miss Terry, it's going to be with Hillary effing Rodham Clinton.
God, that's great.
You got these guys out
it's
here chasing.
I don't hear any applause for that.
Having all these kids. Ooh. And then you come in here and you try to play football. Ultimately, it's a distraction. Ultimately, you don't want to be out there chasing after midnight. If you haven't locked it up by midnight, it's not worth it. From the great Nick Saban.
And you know what? And that right there is the best reason. Dan Lanning ain't cheating. It's a distraction.
Yeah.
That dude is one.
No, it's laser focused.
Yes. It is both eyes on the ball. Like, he's not.
Yeah.
You're showing him leg. He don't care, man. No, man. Does that help him win a football game? Get out of here. I'm serious.
Yes.
I think he's like that.
Well, I think Saban was like that,
too.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. And I think a lot of coaches are, and then a lot of coaches aren't. So, I just wonder who's the best at balancing their home life. Like, is it possible to be a top-notch college football coach, a high-profile college football coach, and still be a good husband?
High profile. I think Mike Riley was a very good balance guy. Now, you can debate whether or not Mike Riley was a high-end guy. I think Chris Peterson did a very nice job of this, and I ultimately think it's why Chris Peterson stepped away. I know many people that were close to Chris Peterson that thought he was pretty dialed in, that it mattered to him to have some sort of balance. How well that is, I don't know. But the really successful ones, no, I don't think. So Harbaugh, I mean, think about people that have won national championships, right? Over the last handful of years. Jim Harbaugh, no. Urban Meyer, no. Nick Saban, no. Ed Ogeron, no. who else has won? Kirby Smart,
Kirby.
No.
Well, why, how do you know that? You don't know that.
They are all...
I'm looking at his wife right now.
Psychos.
Mary Beth. They have three kids.
Yeah, and I'm sure Kirby's around for so much of their upbringing. Like, they're just...
Well, this is my point.
Yeah.
Maybe you're answering my question for me.
Yeah. And by the way, players are the same way. Like, the great players. Tom Brady, his wife... Tom Brady was married to the most famous model in the world, who made more money than he did. And Tom Brady had six... No, actually, he had won the seven Super Bowls, and he retired and was like, I want to come back. And she simply said to him, if you go do this, I'm done. Like, we're trying to work on this. And Tom was like, you know what? I love you, but man, that 10-6 record is screaming my name. He couldn't do it. He couldn't, after seven Super Bowls, he couldn't just stay home and be a dad. She was like, I've sacrificed so much. It's my time. He's like, no, it's not. It is not. It's Tom Brady's time. I mean, that's just,
you think
Jordan was a good dad?
Do you know what my new research is on this?
What?
I am Google imaging each coach with the word family.
Yeah.
After it.
That's it?
Well, yes. And if I don't see a lot of family photos.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm judging. Now, yeah. If you Google image Dan Lanning family, yeah. He's got a lot of family photos out there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's with his family a lot.
Yeah.
So that tells me.
It's a great family, man.
Kirby's smart as well. So, you know, better stop with your slander.
What slander am I having?
You know? Let me see. Now, Nick Saban family?
Well, he's got kids. I know,
I know he does. There's not much.
Yeah.
There's not much, bro.
I just think in order to be at that level, you can't be as involved as you need to be in your sport and your family. And for the people that truly end up being elite, I just find me the person that has a good work-life balance that is elite at anything. Go find me. Elon Musk is the most successful business guy of all time, correct? Do you think Elon's a good dad? Certainly isn't a good partner.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I know.
Hey, Jim Harbaugh's got... I think they've poked holes in my... Yeah, because Jim Harbaugh...
His wife hates him.
He has a lot of family photos out there.
Yes. Remember in that interview where his wife's like, yeah, Jim's not around much, and that's probably basically a good thing.
He's got three kids, too.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, and he's a family... Well, he's a family guy.
He has three kids.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got sidetracked there.
John Gruden, when I was in Tampa Bay, Gruden's got kids and stuff, and Gruden would come in, like, after bye weeks, and he would bitch and complain that he had to spend time at home. And we always thought it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, and then you're like, no, he means that. Because during the bye week, his wife would be like, no, you need to spend some time with us. And he would get disgusted, and he'd be like, I'm glad we're back. And that's him. That's why... That guy was good.
Well, maybe next week when Lanning comes on, if he comes on, you can ask him which of his coaches is
I'm not going to do that.
Stepping out.
I'm going to go ahead and just shh. Hey, the greatest golfer in the world, Tiger, was a real fan. Oh, wait.
Tiger!
What about Phil? Film scene like a good... No. What about Rory? No, that too. Yeah. Jack, no.
There's got to be one somewhere.
Yeah, good luck. Find it. Find me. Oh. Find me that guy.
Well, I don't know any of them.
Dustin Johnson. Oh.
No, not
him. That wasn't
Ricky
him
either. Fowler seems, I mean, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't win, by the way.
Oh, so what? Oh, you're talking about like top, like the top guys. Yeah.
I would like someone to find me that was a truly.
Scottie Scheffler?
That may be the one.
I don't know that Scottie Scheffler
golfs and goes home.
That may be the one.
He's a dork.
Doesn't party. That may be
the one.
Just had his kid.
Yep.
Loves his kid.
I could see him not. I could see him being. And I could also see him walking away to raise his kid. Yeah. He may be the one.
Well, there's your not Dan Lanning interview for the night. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I didn't get to the question that I wanted to ask. Oh. Damn radio. It's so hard.
It's like every Hall of Fame speech begins with an apology to the family. It's true.
Kind of true.
I remember when Urban Meyer's daughter committed to play volleyball at Florida, she thanked everyone but her dad and even pointed it out in the speech. Urban Meyer said it was the worst thing that he had ever heard and then immediately went and took the job at Ohio State.
Well, I'll have to ask. Well, I don't know. No, let's ask it next. I'll just because I already teased it. What's a successful playoff run for Oregon? Mm-hmm. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the question of the hour. What is a successful playoff run for Oregon?
Texas Tech.
Beat Texas Tech?
You got to beat Texas Tech.
Get into the semis?
I think the way the bracket has set up, the JMU one is a gimme. I mean, if you lose to James Madison, not only is it a failure, but I mean, it's one of the worst failures in Oregon history. I mean, there's just no reason. Watching James Madison on tape, they do not belong on the field with Oregon. They just don't. There's not a single player for maybe a running back that would at least play. This is a non-starter. So throw that one out of the way. You're going to beat James Madison. You move on. So that goes to Texas Tech. And the way that sets up in the Orange Bowl against a good, not great Texas Tech team, I think kind of a one-dimensional team in Texas Tech. Very good defense, as good a defense as you've played. They're right up there, Indiana, Iowa. This is a very, very good defensive team. I think Oregon is more talented. I think Oregon is more balanced. And, yeah, I think if you're Oregon, losing the one game against a team that is somewhat equal to you in the playoff, yeah, I think that would be a disappointment. And then after that, you know, let's wait. You get Indiana and Ohio State. I'm not saying this team was a national title team. I didn't think it was going into the year. I don't think it is now. But I think a fair expectation is getting into the semis and beating Texas Tech. I don't think it's a wasted season or a disappointment or anything like that. Like, oh my God, I can't believe it. But I think losing to Texas Tech will leave you a bit deflated. If you beat them, I think regardless of what happens after that, this will be viewed as a real successful year. Cause I think this was kind of a building year. We thought that going in, that next year's team, especially if Dante Moore comes back and the year after that, this Oregon team will only continue to get better. So getting into the semis on a year that was supposed to be not a rebuild, but a youth movement, setting up the coming years, it would be a huge success.
Okay. I view it a little different. Well, I don't know. The Texas Tech game will be huge.
Mm-hmm.
It really will.
Yeah.
Because you lose that, and now it's like, what really have you done?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you got to get by them.
Yeah.
And they're really good. But I feel like if it's Indiana that mm-hmm. they meet next in the semifinals.
And it will be Indiana, Alabama, or Oklahoma.
If it's Indiana,
mm-hmm.
I really think they need to beat them. Mm. Because you lost to them once at your own place.
Sure.
And what does it say that Indiana in 2 years mm. has surpassed you in the college football lexicon? I know they're really good. They're number one, but you were number one last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think that's a bad burn if you lose to Indiana twice and Cignetti it's taken him what? 3 years, 2 years, 3 years to build this?
2 years.
So you've been, how long has Oregon been building to what they have? And you feel like, you know, here it's been a long, slow build, and it's been really good, and there have been some really good moments. But it's not a great look to lose twice in the same season to the team that just built it in 2 years.
The way I would view that, and I understand that's a fair standpoint or a fair.
I mean, it doesn't mean it's an unsuccessful playoff run, but you really kind of need to beat Indiana if you play them again.
The way I view that, again, this to me is not the final form of Oregon. I don't think this is a complete team. And Indiana, to me, proved that they are a better team than you are going into Autzen and being the better team. So losing to a team that's better than you, now, to your point, they took 2 years. This is like when they lost to Washington, right? Which program was set up to be better in the long run? Oregon. What happened that year with Washington is stuff came together. You had a first-round quarterback in Michael Penix. You had three NFL receivers. You had two NFL tackles. And that was a collection of people that just right place, right time. That was not something that year after year Washington was going to be able to put out there. And that's what I kind of feel about Indiana. I've said, this is not sustainable for Indiana in this current model. They're going to have to recruit better. There's going to be peaks. There's going to be valleys for Indiana. Whereas I think Oregon is just on a nice trajectory up. The peaks and valleys are going to be a lot smaller. So if you said, give me the next 5 years, that's a no-brainer. Oregon will be better than Indiana for the next 5 years. But this version of it, as I see right now, especially if Oregon does have the injury problems at receiver, this Indiana team is better. So losing to them for a second time would be like losing to that Washington team a second time. Disappointing, but ultimately, that version of the Huskies was better than you were. It was close, but they were better. That collection. But well, it wasn't going to come back year after year. That's why I view it maybe a little bit differently if they lost to Indiana twice.
That's fair. But then what are you going to say when they lose to Indiana again in 3 years?
Yeah.
I mean, well, Cignetti is damn good, man.
If that happens, then you tip your cap in what he's done at Indiana.
Listen.
That's the greatest job that anyone has ever done in the history of college football at resurrecting a team in 2 years. Losing to that, I just don't think there's anything shameful about that.
Well, I don't think it's shameful. No one said it's shameful. But when you're elite, like Oregon is trying to be, having final form isn't a thing. You said that this isn't their final form. Well, that's not a thing for Alabama. That's not a thing for Ohio State. That's not a thing for schools in the class that you want to be in, that you think you are in.
Yeah.
You aren't playing for just one magical year. So I feel like that's kind of an excuse. Now, this year, Indiana is better than Oregon. They beat them in Autzen.
Yeah.
But I remember talking about that game with you before it happened, and it's like, look, Oregon is more talented than Indiana.
They are.
That has not changed. So I feel like it's just me, but I think if they get Indiana again, they really need to beat them. Mm. They need to show that all of this work is they need to prove that they are where we thought they were.
A Denny Green.
That's right. I just Denny Greened your ass. And so we can't let them off the hook.
Yeah.
So now if it's Ohio State again, like let's flip-flop Ohio State and Indiana in the bracket.
Yeah.
I'm saying the same thing you are. Beat Texas Tech. Hopefully you play a good game against Ohio State. Hopefully you win, but if you don't, let's circle the wagons, get back up next year and try it again. Indiana's a little different too.
Yeah, I get it. I get why.
Now, if it's Alabama, that may be different too. I don't know.
Well, then you got a DeBoer thing again. It's going to come rear at its ugly.
Yeah, well, that's true. That'll be a narrative.
I just think this is set up really well for you. The Madison's a cakewalk.
Well, if it's set up well, then they need to. Yeah, they probably need to get into the final, man.
Maybe. I mean, the Texas Tech game, I think, is a coin flip. Indiana just lost the Big Ten's leading one of the bestie linemen from a team that doesn't have a lot of depth. I think that plays a big role in it too. He was so good against you, so maybe that's a coin flip game too. There's nothing about this Oregon team that I look at it and to me says dominant. I think they have a really, really good quarterback that's young, that shows moments of brilliance, but can be routed a little bit. I think it's a good old line. I think it's good backs. I think it's a good defense, but there's nothing about it that I just salivate over. So to me, this isn't, if you lose, stub your toe. I mean, I've seen it against Penn State. I saw it against Iowa. I saw it against Washington for large stretches. I certainly saw it against Indiana, where I saw a team that's capable of losing games. And they only lost one. My favorite part about Oregon is they're resilient. They get drug in deep water, and they find a way to make plays. And by the way, a lot of that is their quarterback. That just, whether that's the Iowa game, whether it's the Washington game, or whether it's the Penn State game, the difference in all three of those games was Dante Moore just making big plays when he had to. And that's amazing, but nothing else about that. Do I look at it and say, this is a team that I think would be, those aren't upsets. And I think that's where the disappointment comes in. If you lose to Texas Tech, is it an upset? No. If you lose to Indiana, is it an upset? No. Certainly Georgia or Ohio State? No. So how can I say that something's a disappointment if you're getting beat by, quote, a team that's your equal or a better team than
you? I think it is an upset if Texas Tech beats them. Oregon has I think they're the fourth best odds to win this thing.
I can see that behind, I'm assuming, Georgia, Ohio State, and what, Indiana?
I think it's Georgia, Ohio State, Indiana.
Yeah.
And then comes Oregon. So I think you should beat Texas Tech. We can agree on that.
Yes.
You get into, and that's not going to be an easy game. No. That'll be a great game, but it's not like Oregon's light years better than Texas Tech at all.
No.
But that's one.
I think their offense is
you
better.
You should beat them.
I think so.
So
I've seen Texas Tech.
We'll agree
Tech.
With there, yeah. that one. That will you beat Texas Tech, and you are well on your way to a successful playoff run.
Agreed.
And we'll see who they play from there. Yeah. But
I would be disappointed if they lost to Texas Tech. Wouldn't be shocked, but I would be disappointed because I think Oregon's defense maybe not, you know, it doesn't get the hype that Texas Tech does. But I think Oregon plays in a much better conference. I think those are just two really good defenses and that can both wreck your game plan. I just have never, and I've seen Texas Tech play 3 or 4 times this year. I've seen Oregon play 12 times. I just have never been overly impressed with Texas Tech's offense. So I think in that game, I think that is a game, by the way, that's going to get played in the teens. If you told me the first 1-24 is going to win that game, I would believe you. And I just have more faith in Oregon's offense to get to 24 than I do Texas Tech.
You know, if they're going to win this whole thing, they will have, so they're going from Eugene to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be back in Eugene. Then they got to go to Atlanta. Then back to Eugene, then Miami again.
It's tough.
That is tough.
And maybe you just stay out there too, by the way.
Well, but is there a week between the semis and the...
In the championship? I don't think so.
It's like...
Well, I think there it's like 12 days or 12 something. 12 days. Or maybe less, 10 days or something. Isn't it like...
Oh, yeah. So quarterfinals...
Monday night.
Quarterfinals are the 31st through the 1st. The semifinals, 8-9, and then, yeah, the national title is 19. So, yeah, you would go home. That'd be 10 days.
You'd go home between all of them.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That's tough. It's a lot of travel.
Earlier this year, let me pull it up here.
And it's only going to get, like you said, it's only harder. So Texas Tech, and this is the way it should be. If Chalk holds out, Texas Tech is a real challenge. Indiana is a greater challenge. They've already beat you. And then the final form is, I still think the two best teams in the country are sitting on the other side, and that's Georgia and Ohio State. So
earlier this year, they went to Chicago,
yeah,
back home to Eugene. Then they went out to Happy Valley all the way across the country, yeah, back home to host Indiana, but they had a bye. Then they had to go all the way back to New York or New Jersey for Rutgers, back home, and then back out to Iowa, and then back home.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of, and I remember Lanning was, you know, he's never going to make an excuse,
but
we talked to him about that, and he alluded to that being, you know, it's just the way the cookie crumbles this year, but it's the same in the playoff. Yep. If you want to win the whole thing, you got to go Eugene, Miami, Eugene, Atlanta, Eugene, Miami.
If it was one team that's used to travel, though, maybe you could make that argument.
God.
They're used to being on the road. They are going to have to play their, three, because James Madison, whatever. You're going to have to play your three best games that you've played. If you play any of those three teams the way you've played the tough teams on your schedule, you will lose one of those games. They have to be, and that's hard, to play your three best games with that travel schedule with increasing difficulty, to play better than you've played all year. It's asking a lot, which is why I don't think this year's team. If Dante Moore comes back next year, look out.
All right. We move on to In the News. Are you prepared for Northwest U?
What? Am I going back to school?
That's next. Here's Schultzy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The date, December 11, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I'm your newsman. Hello, thank you. I heard somebody say this, and I can't disagree. Has this been the fastest moving year of all time?
I think we say that every year, but it does feel that it's gone quite fast, yes.
For you guys. I don't know. A little slower for me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
No, I think it's just relative. There are some years
here
that people
frumpy
say
it's Schultz-y.
Oh, boy.
I'm not frumpy by any means.
The schnitzel wolf's about to hide in all the... Right. You're going to see his shadow and hide back in for more winter.
Yeah, I do love that
he
movie.
He sees the headband and decides to head back in for like 9 more months of winter.
Fine. Well, listen, I just think it's gone.
It has.
Really fast this year, and I don't know why.
I agree. Well, plus, we're getting older, and I think that just kind of...
Is that the way it works when you get older?
I think so.
Well, that is actually true. Like the years
time
pass
goes
by.
Faster.
Well, Schnitzel Wolf is also an expert on the space-time continuum. And the way that, like, as we get older, that the Earth speeds up. It's a whole thing.
Well, I'd like to hear this theory.
He's done some serious research on it.
Well, it's no research needed. It's it's just a fact. Yeah. So, like,
you
say what
research is. Idiot.
It's a fact. He does his own research.
When you're 10 years old, the years that have gone by in your life, each day of your life is bigger because you have not been on this planet for as long, right? Yeah. But as you get older, the days do go by faster because your life has grown. You know, into that time span that is greater.
I have no idea what the hell you just said, but all right.
I get it.
I'm going with it.
I get what you're saying. I don't know. It's a weird year. It just seems like it's December 11th. I mean, that's crazy.
The holidays have flown by.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. It's weird. And I know we do, you always hear this every year, but for me, I don't say it every year. I'm telling you, this year...
It does feel like it's gone.
I don't have a Christmas present yet. Mm. I gotta get to work.
We don't do Christmas presents.
Santa's gotta get to work.
It's way better. Just don't do presents.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at Advocates Law Day. Yeah. It is National App Day.
Tired of apps.
I got like this new iOS update.
Every app costs things now.
Every app what?
Costs money. It's like either.
I refuse to pay on it.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, I'm right.
All mine are free.
Like everything you buy now, it's like you have to do, you know. I was trying to buy golf balls the other day. Same thing. Sign up for the app. Well, I don't want the app. If you want that price, you need the app. Yeah, but your ad says it was this. Only on the app. I'm like,
well, why
son
don't you
of
just
a...
get the app and then delete it.
I know.
They still have your info.
They still have.
Because you have to go put your stuff in.
Oh, but I do that all the time.
I just saw an ad.
They're selling it.
I was going to buy golf balls at a sporting goods store. Right?
What kind of balls?
It was the MaxFly. Yes, apparently the MaxFly, there's a whole thing that, like, it's like the best value ball out there. It's like tour level ball, it's good price point. So I was like, all right. So I went to the store that had the advertisement of these MaxFly tour balls. And I rocked up there, I had my little thing on there, and I went up to the front, and then they rang them up. And they were way more expensive. And I was like, oh, well, I was like, actually, it's like here. And that's when the lady hit me with, well, you have to have the app for that price. I was like, it says right here. And she goes, well, you can just download the app. And I'm like, so then I have to download the app sitting in your line. And so then I went in, I was like, fine. Because I had already gone there. So I go to download the damn app. And it wasn't doing it. And then I wasn't feeling, I needed more information and I got frustrated. And again, I just was like, you know, we're good here. And I thought maybe she would just be like, okay, I'm just going to honor the price of the golf balls.
No.
But it was like a $20 difference per dozen.
No.
And so I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm not doing this.
I'm out of here.
And yeah, so I was going to leave.
Was
so I kept waiting for her to be like, no, you can have, no, she was just like, say bye. Yeah,
waiting for your white privilege, were you?
Yeah, it didn't come.
Good.
Didn't come.
In your face.
I don't
want
that app.
Get it.
I don't shop there.
That's the deal.
I don't want.
You were there.
Damn it. Then don't advertise that price if I can only get that price by downloading your stupid app.
Did it say that in the small print, though?
It probably did in print that no one can read.
There's always a catch, but... Yep. I don't know. This new iOS update is fire. I don't know. Schultz, do you have an iPhone over there?
I do. I have not.
Did you get the new one yet?
No, I'm usually slow on getting good. What's different?
Because well, it's like got the glass. It's got like the glass that you'll see. It's like how everything looks.
Ah.
It's kind of transparent.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. All
right.
I'm digging it.
Get into that.
I'm excited for green bubble guy.
I'm excited for the folding iPhone to come out. I think that's coming next year.
Yeah, I'm out on that. It's also International Mountain Day.
Oh, I love a good mountain. Favorite mountain?
Well, I have to go...
Made you think about that.
Yeah, exciting question.
Yeah.
I have to go Pike's Peak, because that's the one as kids that we were always going to visit.
Pike's Peak?
Yeah, it's in Colorado.
Oh.
It's in the Rockies.
Okay. I'm not familiar with
one of the big peaks of the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with...
14,000 feet, maybe?
With Pike's Peak.
Okay. I don't know. Somewhere in there. Right. Let's look. Shall we?
Yeah, let's do it together.
See, growing up around the Rockies, even though I was in Kansas, I wasn't really, but
yeah.
We'd go to the Rockies for, to ski. And
yeah, it makes sense.
The peaks are so, they're just so, it's just, they're huge.
Mm-hmm.
So when Mount Hood is like, what is it, 12,000, 13? Something like,
I think it's 12 and some change.
Yeah, I'm always kind of like, meh, not that big. Yeah.
You're giving the meh.
You know what I mean?
Meh. Mount Hood, 11,000 and some change.
Yeah, see, that's
11,240 something.
Pike's Peak is 14,000 feet, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
We went up there.
Hmm.
I swan dived off the top.
It's not my favorite mountain. That would
yeah,
be
what's yours?
Mount McKinley.
Okay.
Growing up in Alaska, although Denali, sure. I think the POTUS changed it back to McKinley or McKinley. I don't know. Like, there's a battle over that. But that's 20,000.
Somebody got canceled. Yeah, that one's big.
Yeah.
Isn't that the biggest in
North America? I think it's the biggest in North America. Yeah. Because it was McKinley, and then they gave it back to the natives and went with Denali. And then I think the POTUS was like, Gulf of America, Mount McKinley. Even though President McKinley never actually even saw the mountain. He never went there in person.
Are you prepared?
I also like Mount Fuji, too.
For Northwest University.
I don't even know what that is.
Wait. University of the Northwest.
Wait, what?
Sorry.
I'm confused. Yeah.
New school?
Yep. We got a new school, guys.
Uh-oh. It's like ITT Tech.
Yeah, is this going to be like Laurelhurst or something?
No! DeVry?
No! Pacific University and Willamette University are looking to merge into what is tentatively being called the University of the Northwest.
My dad is an esteemed... Actually, I don't know if he graduated from there. But he started his illustrious career at Willamette University.
If they merge, it would make the entity Oregon's largest private university.
Oh, well, okay. That's kind of cool.
They've signed a letter of intent agreeing to move forward with due diligence in the negotiation of a definitive agreement to merge.
And what's it called again?
University of the Northwest.
Boy, they need to come up with a new...
I kind of like Northwest University.
Yeah.
I don't like University of the Northwest.
No, it seems very clunky. But let's workshop that.
There's Northwestern and Northwest.
But that's not...
But that's not... That's,
but it's too close to it.
No, it isn't. Not if you ask this reporter.
Right. I think the way they're saying that, that's very...
University of the Northwest.
I don't like that at all. It's very clunky.
Let's see what else do I have here for you. Forest Grove Pacific... Ninth largest college in Oregon, has 3,200 plus students. And then Willamette, which of course is in Salem, is the 12th largest college with 2,700 students. So you're looking at about 6,000 students who'd get access to well-rounded curricula, it says here.
Boy, I looked up the cost to go to Willamette.
It's pretty damn expensive.
God, those private schools. I'm being dead serious. Who are the people...
Rich people.
Like, they just...
Not
yeah,
just
that
rich
is
people.
Mind-blowing.
Normal families taking out loans that then can't 50? Pay them later on.
So you're telling me you can go to any of the directional schools, and you're like, nah, $53,000 for Willamette. Is it like that kind of education you getting at Willamette for $53,000?
They got a good law school, I think. They've got a good business program.
Total cost, by the way, $73,000.
Per year?
Per year. Because you throw in room and board and all that. $73,000. Good God.
Someone's saying there's already a Northwest University. Is that true?
Couldn't tell you. But this is the University of the Northwest.
Which is, if that's true,
that's why they named it.
That's why they named it.
Yeah, there's Northwest University is in Kirkland. Mm. It's a Christian college.
I often see like these universities that you've never heard of, and then you look up the cost to go there, and you're just like, wow.
I mean, you're talking over a four-year period, almost $300,000.
I will never, I just do not, wow. Even if you had a bunch of money.
Don't do it.
I just need to know the value.
Yeah, education is stupid.
No, go to a community college first, save a bunch of money, get nearly the same education or the exact same one for a 30th of the cost, and then just enjoy your last 2 years.
I told the kids if they want the Sucanic Scholarship Plan, there better be a direction in front of that university. I don't care where you're going, but there needs to be a north, south, east, or west attached to it. Maybe a nice central.
Well, for those of you that like beer, it is the end of an era.
I do love beer.
That will be next here on The Fan. Yeah, we have a text here on the Fan text line that reads, I used to work at Willamette University. It's a major bubble where a lot of students are afraid to venture out into the real world and leave the safety of where everything is planned out for them. There's also a lot of students spending $250,000 to one day throw Molotov cocktails at a courthouse, if you know what I mean. Oh, my God.
Ah, one of those.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, I think I saw Antifa the other day, guys. You guys ever seen Antifa out here?
See some congressional hearings today, did you?
What?
You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, my God.
I was telling you I saw Antifa the other day.
Yeah, there was a congressional hearing today involving Antifa, and it was one of the most hilarious things you will ever see in your life.
So if you're walking down a street in Portland, by the way, this is in the news December 11, 2025, thank you. If you're walking down a street in Portland and you just see a guy walking rather briskly,
yeah.
but he's in the Antifa garb, like, you know, like they're just dressed in all black and they have their faces covered,
sure.
And stuff, you know, hoodies,
yeah.
And everything.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Did I just see Antifa in the wild?
It's possible.
I mean, and then he got into his Hyundai Elantra.
I was going to say maybe a Subaru.
It was a Hyundai Elantra.
Certainly isn't a Range Rover, that's for sure.
And then he sped off. I'm like, wow, that's real life Antifa right there.
I remember once during COVID, I guess it was like COVID was starting to open up because we were heading to a bar. You know, they were doing the outdoor bars where you could do that. And we saw some riders like tailgating. They were gearing up. It was the best thing I've ever seen.
Getting their armor on?
Yeah. They were wearing like motocross armor.
So stupid.
And they were like getting their signs out and they were having a couple pops and they had like these handmade shields and then like catchers like shin guards. And I was like, oh my God, am I watching Riot pregame?
You're watching pregame? Yeah.
I had never seen Antifa pregame before, but it was hilarious. They had the hatchback up, and they were sitting there, and it was like a group of them, and I'm like, oh my God, they're getting ready to go. And then they finished up, and
what'd they do?
Well, they were marching down. We were like maybe, I don't know, 6 to 8 blocks from where kind of the epicenter was, and so they had parked their car. I'm guessing they don't want the Subaru to be in the stuff. So after they got done all getting ready, they marched off towards, I think it was either the courthouse or maybe Pioneer Courthouse Square, wherever the thing was going down.
Yeah.
And we saw him just head off. And I was like, that's like Autzen Stadium. This is their cultural. And it was the first time I ever related to like Antifa. I was like, you're there with your buddies. You're getting some drinks.
Kind of fun.
You're wearing the gear. You got your chants ready. I was like, all right.
Did you get on their email list?
Hey, yeah. And I was like, Facebook friends. Let's, you know, keep it together. No, I think they took one look at me and were like, eh.
Yeah, you're not our type.
No, not the type.
Well, you may have noticed that Oregon's brewing scene appears to be in retreat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Breweries seem to be closing left and right.
Yeah. Rogue just went under.
Yeah. After more than 3 decades of welcoming summertime day drinking enthusiasts to Waterfront Park, the Oregon Brewers Festival has been canceled. Well, it canceled events in...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they came back, did they?
No.
They canceled in 2023. They said they were going to come back, but they never did.
I don't think they did.
Wait, so Brewfest is done?
Yeah, I think it is, guys.
Oh, F me. That's bullsh. Wow. Come on.
Schnitzel Wolf, not happy.
What a bunch of pansy-ass, candy-freaking people that are leading those events.
How do you know? Maybe they don't.
Is it possible they just lose a bunch of money?
Because of people like you.
It's because they don't. Okay, you know what? Maybe put an event on that people want to go to. When I go to Blues Fest every single time, and it's a really great stage full of like good bands all day, but then there's nothing else happening. Like, we know how to put events on. We know how to keep people entertained and there for hours. We just, let's try to just throw stuff out there and see if it works.
I will say,
God!
I went. Jeez. Sorry. I went to the Brewers Fest a couple of times because, you know, everybody tells you, you got to go, bro.
Yeah.
I thought that was wildly overrated.
Yeah.
I agree.
But I'm also not a huge beer enthusiast.
So you got to like beer a lot.
I have been to a couple of those, and the problem is I don't like a lot of the craft beers. I drink like one kind of beer. And so, yes, the...
There was nothing else there. Just you just get drunk.
Yes.
You just drink a bunch of beer.
You go hook up with
people.
And
that's cool. And it's usually super hot. And it's, you know, I don't know.
That is true. If they held it maybe like in May as opposed to like in the middle of July.
Well, I'll tell you right now, don't tell the Schnitzel Wolf that this isn't coming back.
Well, it's just...
And maybe if they had consulted with the Schnitzel Wolf, he, along with his many fields of expertise, putting on Dynamite Beer Fest are one of them.
I mean,
you should get on some sort of council and you can... lead the charge.
I would love that. Hey, call me. My wife and I can throw a good party. All right. I'm missing all the good stuff that like we had before COVID.
I've seen
since COVID.
Yeah,
there just
I hear you.
Aren't as many of those fun things to go do.
Things are a-changing.
Yeah.
Now, F.H. Steinhardt, F.H. Steinbart Company, thought to be America's oldest home brewing supply store, is joining the exodus. They have announced that they are closing this month.
Run that by me again. Who's this?
F.H. Steinbart Company.
I have no idea who that is.
Well, I just told you.
They supply what?
It's America's oldest home brewing supply store.
Okay. So if I want to now brew my own crappy IPA, yeah, I'm going to have to go to the second oldest home brew store in the United States.
Well, home brewing wasn't really... This is a fun fact. Mm. Home brewing was not re-legalized in the United States until 1978. You actually could not do it until 1978. You were 2 years old.
I will say... In 78?
No, you're 1 year old.
I was 1 year old.
Yeah.
Yeah, in college, I had an idiot friend of mine that made beer in a bathtub, and it was the most disgusting thing I'd ever tasted in my entire life. So
yeah, not many people are good.
That's my
at home
only
brewing.
Experience with home brew. Shockingly enough, a offensive lineman at BYU not able to really recreate the majestic taste of a nice lager.
And did you know that it was only 15 years ago that it became legal in Oregon to consume home brew outside of the home in which it was brewed?
Oh.
You couldn't take it out somewhere.
Didn't know that.
Very strange.
By the way, on Amazon, you can get your own brew kit for about $54. Just saying.
Yeah, but dude, come on, man. What? F.H. Steinbart.
F.H. Steinbart.
Go in there. They have all the bells and whistles, man. Okay.
Well, you can get the nicer one here for $84.99. Is it possible that what killed it was you can just buy these online now, like everything else?
And I think everybody tried it, and it ended up tasting like crap.
Right. Anybody who tried it is not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
And that's probably everyone who wanted to try
it. I would assume so. Because I think it's way more expensive. Like, I'm spending $140 and all the time, and I make a crappy beer, as opposed to going out and buying a beer for like $6.
So they were open since 1918, F.H. Steinbart Company. Mm. 1918?
That's a long time.
That's crazy, because I guess home brewing took off after Prohibition, you know?
Yeah, makes sense.
So they've been around, and they're closing their doors. Again, Schultze, another Portland staple going away.
I just enjoy the Schnitzel
Wolf Obama
raging about something that's gone away that he didn't attend, nor did he know was gone.
He didn't even know it was gone.
This is outrageous! Wait, it's gone? Oh, okay, make sure.
Yeah, Brewfest. This place, no. Brewfest, yeah. I went.
Oh. Well, the great Art Lawrence. Shout out to Art Lawrence, Raccoon Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the founders of the Oregon Brewfest.
Okay.
He passed away last year.
Oh.
Or maybe it was... I know, I think it was earlier this year. And... I think that hurt him too.
Yeah.
Because he was a big advocate. Great, great dude. Great,
meant something.
Great beer guy. All right. Well, that's going to do it, guys. That is In the News, December 11, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. We will get some headlines in coming up next. And then I'd like to tell you that we have JMU Twitter beef. We talked about the JMU Twitter feed earlier in the show. It's been fantastic, but now it appears that they are splintering in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.